If you have your Bibles, turn to Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17. We'll read two very familiar passages of Scripture, two very familiar verses of Scripture tonight. Verse 9, Jeremiah 18 and verse 9, or 17 and verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. You know, you think about the heart. A lot said about the heart. We give a lot of credit to the heart. We make a lot of statements that involve the heart. Has your heart ever led you astray? Has your heart ever led you in the wrong direction? Now, we live in a world that says, listen to your heart, to follow your heart, pursue your dreams. But it says here, Brother Mike, that the heart will deceive you quicker than anything else will. Above all things. And the heart, your heart, my heart, is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Yet, on the other hand, you turn around and look at it from a different angle. The heart is absolutely essential. We're not talking about the beating organ in our chest, but the inner man. It is absolutely essential to our lives. You know, to be saved, we have to believe in the Lord with all of our heart. Not just part of it. All of it. We are saved when we believe with all of our heart. And then once we're saved, we worship. You come in this place half-heartedly and see if God accepts what you offer Him. Our heart. Whatever I love, Brother Jack, with my heart. It's not just a mental thing. It's something deep within. You know, I love my wife with all of my heart. I love my children with all of my heart. I believe I can say the same thing about my church. And, you know, I've got many, many loved ones that I say I love them with all of my heart. It's not just a mental thing. I love with all of my heart, all my being. We bear fruit, no doubt, with the heart. So, the question I guess I have tonight, how can I trust a heart that can deceive me? You know, thank goodness for the Word of God, which is a lamp for our feet, it's a light for our path. That I can trust my heart if my heart is being led by the Spirit of God. I can trust my heart if it's being led by the Word of God. And so, notice the word reins here. You know, we think about the Lord searcheth the heart. He says, I try the reins. So, we think about reins, we think about putting them on a horse. And, you know, reins are about control. They'll rein him in. Either the horse or the rider has control. You know, I never have been one to, you know, go out and ride horses an awful lot. But I said I had one whenever I was young, a little Shetland pony. And I'd take him, put the reins on him, and saddle, and get on that horse. And I could pull, and he was just as stubborn and just as wild. And at the time, he tried to climb our basketball goal with me on it. And Daddy thought, well, I'll teach him a lesson. I'll get on it. He's just a little bitty thing. He got on it, and the thing ran back up and fell over on top of him. The horse was saying, you know what? You're not going to control me. He's wild, and he's free, and he wants to do things his way. We put those reins on and see if we can get him to do what we want him to do. So either the horse or the rider has control. Both cannot have control at the same time. Yet both can be in harmony. Or both can struggle, that can struggle for control. Well, I think about the man and the carnal side of me wants control of my heart. And the spiritual side does as well. And whenever there's that fight going on all the time, that's when you see miserable people. Whenever we're lukewarm and we're trying to do things our way, but we're trying to keep God at our side as well. It's hard to be happy as a child of God when we're lukewarm. Because deep down inside of our heart, we know God's not going to accept that. The Bible says God will spew a lukewarm person out of His mouth, and so we know that. And so whenever we're trying to have our own way, and yet we're trying to make God happy at the same time, that's when we're the most miserable. But the thing is, we'd all have to be honest tonight. Brother Jay, we like control. We like to be in control of things. How many of you would rather drive your car than let somebody else drive it with you in it? We want control, don't we? I know everybody's not that way, and you know, maybe we've learned some lessons down the years, but for the most part, we want that control. We like control. And yet the Lord saved us, and He expects control. So He tries the reins. He tries them. Not going to force the reins. He's not going to fight us for control. He will give us control if that's what we want. He just let us go. Lord ever lets you go in a direction you want to go before? Every time you wander away from God, that's what happened. He allows you to do that. Every time you find yourself off in left field and you wonder, well, why am I not close to God anymore? Well, He lets you have your own way. He lets you be stubborn. He lets you have control. And yet, He will lead us if we will just surrender that control over to Him. You know, I think about the little widow woman and how the Bible said she was going out to collect sticks and she was going to make a fire and she was going to cook for her and her son a last meal, and they were going to eat that last meal and they were going to die. Can you imagine making mental preparation for that? That's her story. Whenever the prophet comes along and says, will you go and fetch me a little water and will you make me a little cake? She said, I can't do that. I'm going to make me and my son a little cake. If we're going to eat it, we're going to die. Could you imagine resigning to the fact that this is it? This is our last meal. And yet He said, go make me a little cake first. I'm sure her heart said, no. Just try to put yourself in that position. You're down to the last can of soup on the shelf in the pantry. You're down to the last little handful of rice or the last little bit of flour and oil. And that's all you have left. And somebody comes along and says, well, take that and make it for me first. I know what my heart would say. The carnal side, I know what the carnal man would say. He'd say, no way, man. This is all I've got. I'm hungry. My heart would say, no, you take care of your family first. And then take care of somebody else. Or my heart might say, Brother, it might say, who does this man think he is? I don't owe him anything. But the Lord had been dealing with her heart. Matter of fact, the Lord told Elijah, He said, I have prepared a widow woman. So the Lord had already been working with her. But she had to surrender, didn't she? In order to make that little cake, she had to surrender. I'm going to let God have His way. Whatever happens, happens. That's not always easy because His faith, we don't see the results after. All we know is this is what God wants me to do, and I'm either going to surrender as He tries the reins of my heart, I'm either going to allow Him to have control, or I'm going to try to keep the control for myself. me give you another one. Abraham, God told Abraham to go and sacrifice his son, his only son Isaac, upon an altar. I wonder what his heart was saying. I wonder what the carnal man was saying there. You know, he's a man just like I'm a man, just like, you know, the men in here, mankind. I believe this, that the carnal man wanted to run. His heart, no doubt, was saying, you just need to disobey on this. Or maybe his heart was saying, maybe you just heard God wrong. Surely that's not what God wants. It'd be easy to argue yourself out of doing what Abraham was about to do. It may even be that your heart will say, you may just hate God. It may even ask you to do something like that. But he had to come to a place that he was willing to come under the control of the Lord. He was willing to surrender to Him. As hard as that must have been, he had to come to a place as the Lord tugs on those reins. Just let Him have control. Now, how many times you wonder, does God bring us to this point? He tries the reins of our heart, and He finds us tugging against the reins, trying to do things our own way, and we don't want God to steer us. We want to take our own path. We want control. And God comes along, maybe in that still, small voice, and He wants us to obey Him. And we say, well, no, not today. I'm not going to surrender to that. And we resist because our heart says we just can't do it God's way. God's way just really don't make sense. If we do it God's way, bad things are going to happen. If we do it God's way, we're going to have to suffer. And so we just do it the way we want to, the way we think is best. Now, every one of us here, I know, every one of us here, we would all be quick to say, God knows best. Every one of us. God knows best. But every time we disobey Him, every time the Lord directs our heart and we walk away from Him, that's us saying, you know what, I'm going to have my way and not your way. Look over at Proverbs 16. Verse 1. Proverbs 16 and verse 1. The preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for Himself, yea, even wicked for the day of evil. Everyone is proud in heart, is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even the enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. A man's heart deviseth his way. Well, what is he saying there? Devise, that's to plan or invent. It's to it's carefully thinking out something, to conceive. The word concoct. To invent something. So a man's heart invents. A man's heart, his heart concocts. It carefully thinks out what is best. How often do we do that? When a situation arises, we look at it, so, well, I've got to plan out this. How am I going to handle this? And we look at it and we begin to figure a way and we invent a way or concoct a way And we think, okay, this is the best way to do things. It's good to do that, Brother Mike, whenever we're looking to the Lord and we're praying to the Lord and asking Him for help and guidance. But whenever we feel like we can come up with an answer on our own, and whatever is the best answer, you know, I'm sure I'll figure it out. That's where we get in trouble. You say, oh, our ways seem right after we devise, after we concoct or plan out something. All the ways of man's that way. But God, the Lord, weighs the spirits. You say, I can think all night long. I can think all week long, Brother Alton, but I can't try the spirits. I need God for that. See, I might can plan out the best way to get from point A to point B, but what I can't do on my own is see the spiritual in that path. But God can. You know, when God led the children of Israel out of Egypt, He didn't take them the straight way or the easiest way. But He took them the way that they needed to go. You can't do that on your own. The Lord directs the steps of a good man. Your heart thinks it knows. God knows better than your heart does. No wonder we're to commit our heart to Him. What is Lamentations 3:41 talks about the heart. There says, let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. Ain't that beautiful, by the way? Let us take our heart and let us lift it up to God in the heavens. What am I going to do with this old heart that's deceitful because I think I know best and I know how to plot out my own course, but when I do, I can get in trouble. So what I need to do, I need to take my heart and lift it up to God in the heavens. Because it's God that tries the reins. It's God that tries the spirits. It is God that directs our path. He'll direct the path of a good man. Jeremiah said, your heart is deceitful and wicked above all things. Who can know it? And he turns around in the book of Lamentations. He said, lift up your heart to God in the heavens. That's what we need to do with it. You know, a wild horse is a magnificent creature. And I use horse. I know you put reins on other things. They also can be stubborn and very, very resistant. But after he's broken, a little child can lead that horse around with a slack line. The horse is not tugging on it. The horse is not trying to get away. That horse is with him to go wherever that child takes him. When I think of that, I think about Simon Peter. I don't know why he just comes to mind. He's just a good example all around. But Simon Peter, you see a man that Jesus said, when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. Stubbornness finally learned submission. Oh, Peter wanted to have his own way. Peter felt like he knew what was best. He was always the first one with an answer. But he came to a place where to live is Christ, just like Paul did. You know, whenever you think about the horse or the mule, he sees the reward. If he just get out and get the work done, he can go back to the barn and get his feed. When he finally sees the reward in submission, you can plow with a slack line. That's what Brother Everett mentioned in over at the association. Be able to plow with a slack line. Think about that just a minute. When we realize God really does know best, we'll cease to resist Him. I think about Mary. Mary, you'll be with child. That comes upon you will be of the Holy Ghost. And she said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. You talk about submission. Here I am. God, if that's what you want, God, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to follow you. I wonder how many of us, that's the way we live from day to day. Whatever God wants. It don't have to make sense to me. But if that's what God wants, I'm willing to follow Him. Have you been broken? Have you come to a place to learn to submit to the Lord? We sing a song, "Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Have Thine Own Way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay." It's pretty words, this song. It's also a very biblical concept. How many of us are willing to let God have His own way? Well, for some.